glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration. On the day Jesus was betrayed by Judas Iscariot, the Lord shared with the other disciples that they would all fall away. Let's listen to the predictions Jesus makes. "You will all fall away, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." Peter declared, "Even if all fall away, I will not." Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, today, yes, even tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you yourself will disown me three times." But Peter insisted emphatically, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." And all the others said the same. These words of Scripture are found in Mark 14, verses 27 through 31. There is no doubt that these men who had followed Jesus for 3 years or more believed they would be faithful to him. None of them could have envisioned their leaving Jesus alone or denying him. These men believed in Jesus to be the Messiah. They had witnessed his many miracles. They had heard him speak like no other man ever spoke. Why would they deny him? What could possibly come that would cause them to forsake their Lord? These men could not comprehend what was about to take place. They would never have imagined Jesus being crucified. Following the song, we will read more scripture about the predictions Jesus had made.
More than
We all know the sign that Judas had given to the mob that came with him to arrest Jesus. Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss. That mob came with swords and clubs to arrest the Lord. When his disciples would resist the mob and prevent his arrest, Jesus stopped them and surrendered himself to the mob. And when he did, the scriptures tell us that all the disciples deserted him and fled. Beginning in John chapter 18, the scenes of Jesus being put on trial by the Jewish high court is shared. Simon Peter was nearby when he was asked and accused of being one of the disciples. And there was one, two, and three denials that night before the rooster crowed. Yes, the Lord Jesus had told the truth. He knew that these men who loved him and believed in him, but he also knew that they would leave him alone and face his accusers and death itself. Even Peter, who was ready to go to prison with him or to die with him, failed to have the courage and strength to face the due penalty in following Jesus that day. I would not have us to be too hard on these men. They were troubled by all that Jesus was telling them about his death. They could hardly accept this possibility. They certainly wanted to be with Jesus and to follow him, no matter what. One of the things outside of their control was that the prophecies foretold that Jesus would face his accusers alone. This was in God's plan. They would not or could not change that. They knew very well that the threats of the Jewish officials were real. They faced a very real enemy. We should look a little further in time, and there we will find the men following Jesus. Peter wept bitterly over his denial, and although it is not said, I would suspect that all the disciples were ashamed of their forsaking Jesus. But all these men returned to their following Jesus as their Lord. They preached the gospel and faced the enemies of the cross of Christ, even to death. The last chapter in the Gospel of John opens the curtain for us as Jesus shares breakfast with at least some of the disciples, and it is on this occasion that Jesus approaches Peter and calls him back into being a fisher of men. Jesus asked Peter if he loved him, and that is the basis of our relationship with the Lord. God the Father has loved us so much that he sent his Son into the world. All who believe in him can have eternal life. Jesus said, "Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before men, I will also disown him before the Father in heaven." The Apostle Paul wrote, "The word is near you, it is in your mouth and in your heart." That is the word of faith that we are proclaiming. That is, if you confess that Jesus with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. If we by faith come to confess that Jesus is the Savior of the world, the crucified and risen Savior for all men, we then can make confession before men that he is our Lord and our Savior. If Jesus becomes our Lord, then we seek to do his will in all matters of life. We are praying for you today. We pray that all who hear our words will know or will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as the King of kings and Lord of lords, that he is the Savior of mankind from sin. And it is by hearing the word of Christ that we come to believe, confess, and be born again into a living hope. Through our denial of a sinful lifestyle and our submission to the Lord in baptism, we begin our walk with God toward that heavenly home that he is preparing for all who love him. Have you denied Jesus Christ from your life? Are you still denying his presence with you? Are you ready to have the loving Savior Jesus in your life today? The answer remains with you.
Walk with me, walk with me, lest mine eyes no longer see all the glory, all the story of your love. Talk to me, talk to me, like you spoke so tenderly. Talk there, when you walk there, by the sea,
there by the sea,
let me follow in the footsteps that trod the shore of Galilee. Let me learn to pray like he did in the garden of Gethsemane. Take my hand, take my hand, teach me, Lord, to understand all my duty, all the beauty of your love. Let me follow in the footsteps that trod the shore of Galilee. And let me learn to pray like he did in the garden of Gethsemane. Take my hand, take my hand, teach me, Lord, to understand all my duty, all the beauty.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.